Hey, it's Brad Milkey, host of ABC's daily news podcast, Start Here. And I'm honored to say Start Here, along with several ABC audio projects, are up for Webby Awards. Voting is open to the public, and we're all really excited about these awards, but this vote closes on Thursday. So please don't wait. You can go to abcaudio.com/webbies. That's abcaudio.com/webbies, W-E-B-B-Y-S, to cast your vote for Start Here, along with other ABC news shows. We really appreciate it.
Tonight, as we come on the air, what we witnessed just moments ago, the president acknowledging a painful and sobering milestone, more than 500,000 lives lost to the pandemic. The nation pausing tonight to pay respects to the families forever changed. Moments ago, President Biden leading the country in a moment of silence. Bells at the National Cathedral tolling 500 times in memory of the 500,000 who have now died. Nearly one American dying from COVID every minute for nearly an entire year. Tonight, Dr. Anthony Fauci calling it a stunning figure and recalling last winter when health officials were accused of exaggerating when they predicted a death toll as high as 240,000. We are now more than double that. And tonight, news on the thousands of vaccinations delayed by the storms. What is the plan now? The highly contagious South Africa variant confirmed here in New York, now at least 12 states. And amid the concern over variants tonight, the move by the FDA just today involving vaccines. And across the country tonight, we honor the lives lost. The 35-year-old father of two daughters proudly doing their hair, throwing little dance parties with them. The husbands and wives dying together just minutes apart after decades of marriage. The teachers and children, the heroes on the front lines. And the other major news this Monday night, the United flight out of Denver, the engine on the Boeing 777 blowing up after takeoff, huge chunks of debris raining onto a neighborhood below, more than 100 planes grounded. Tonight, what federal investigators have now discovered, as we also learn about another Boeing plane with an engine coming apart in midair over the weekend. The disaster in Texas, and tonight the growing outrage over skyrocketing electric bills. One family with a bill for $17,000 for just 3 days of electricity, the automatic withdrawal from their account. The Supreme Court decision today on former President Trump's tax returns, the Senate confirmation hearings for President Biden's Attorney General nominee, Merrick Garland, revealing his number one priority and vowing, "I am not the president's lawyer, I am the United States lawyer." The ABC News exclusive tonight, Pierre Thomas, one-on-one with a Capitol Police officer breaking his silence, facing down the mob, the racial slurs, what he endured, and then with tears asking inside the Capitol that day, is this America?
From ABC News World Headquarters in New York, this is World News Tonight with David Muir.
Good evening, and it's great to have you with us here as we start another week together. And we do so this week as we all mark that painful and sobering number, 500,000 American lives now lost to the coronavirus. President Biden just moments ago saying we must remember each person and the life they lived, noting more Americans have died in a single year in this pandemic than in World War I, World War II, and the Vietnam War combined. Tonight, a nation mourns. Bells tolling at the Washington National Cathedral, and as we have done for the past year, the awful toll again tonight. So often noting that these are not just numbers, these are lives. More than 500,000 lives lost. That number at this hour, 500,159 lives. And each one of those lives, a parent, a grandparent, brother or sister, a son or daughter. And when we're talking about this kind of number, that's the equivalent of nearly the entire city of Atlanta gone. More lives lost than those who live in Kansas City or Oakland or Miami or Minneapolis. President Biden addressing the nation just moments ago saying, "I ask all Americans to remember those who we lost. I ask us to act, to remain vigilant, social distance, wear a mask, get a vaccine when it's available," he said, saying that first responders, the heroes, the families who lost loved ones, that they have given us all hope, that they are keeping us going. The president and First Lady, Dr. Jill Biden, and the vice president, Kamala Harris, and Second Gentleman Emhoff, observing a moment of silence outside the White House. And as you can see there, 500 candles lit at the South Portico to mark the 500,000 lives lost. ABC's Eva Pilgrim tonight, leading us off.
The bell ringing tonight at the National Cathedral in Washington, honoring the more than 500,000 Americans now lost to the coronavirus. One life for almost every minute of last year. At the White House, the President and First Lady remembering the victims.
As we acknowledge the scale of this mass death in America, we remember each person and the life they lived. They're people we knew. They're people we feel like we knew.
The president paying tribute to those lives lost.
The people we lost were extraordinary. They spanned generations. Born in America, immigrated to America. But just like that, so many of them took their final breath alone in America.
The staggering loss, nearly double what experts estimated last spring.
We were saying we could get as high as 240,000, and people were thinking we were being hyperbolic about it. And now here we are with a 500,000 deaths, just a stunning figure.
And a reminder of the urgent need to get vaccines into arms. Those 6 million doses delayed by last week's storm now on track to be delivered by the end of the week. There are glimmers of hope. The daily case average has plunged 74% since January. The number of deaths down 38% in the last 5 days. Still, health officials are concerned about contagious strains. The more contagious South African variant just found in New York has now been confirmed in 12 states. Doctors are still scrambling to understand a constantly changing virus. 10% of survivors suffer chronic symptoms. So-called long haulers like Hudson Beard, who was a healthy seventh grader before getting COVID. 3 months later, he's struggling with debilitating pain. Just last week, Hudson got a chance to ask Dr. Anthony Fauci for help at this lecture.
I have constant migraines, severe headaches, and I'm super dizzy. No other doctors can help me. Can you help me?
Dr. Fauci telling Hudson he hopes his body will fully recover in time, but for now, there are no easy answers.
We don't know enough about it, Hudson, for me to honestly tell you what's going to happen over the next couple of months to a year.
And Eva Pilgrim with us live tonight. And Eva, we must remember those who were lost and also those who got COVID, as you point out, and who are still battling symptoms so many months later. They're now called the long haulers, of course. There's also news tonight as we come on, the FDA releasing new guidance that actually aims to help vaccine makers to act quickly to update their vaccines if these variants prove to be a challenge to the current vaccine makeup.
That's right, David. The FDA is going to follow the current framework it uses for the flu, allowing COVID vaccine makers to turn around their boosters much faster. David?
That is encouraging news as well. Eva, thank you again tonight. And there was something President Biden said that struck us. It's something we have reported on often here, that not only have lives been lost, loved ones taken too soon, so have the rituals, he said, the rituals that help us grieve. So many have died alone at the hospital, without proper services for others to pay their respects. So tonight here, we try to do that by telling some of their stories.
It was an unthinkable number when this pandemic started. 500,000 American lives lost. In Alabama, Alphonse A.J. Jackson was just 35 years old, a father to Olivia and Aria, proudly doing their hair, playing nail salon when they wanted to, dance parties with his girls. His wife, Ashley, on how she explained this to her daughters.
So you know how Granny's an angel? She's like, yeah. I said, well, Daddy went to go be one too. That's the cry that you don't want as a parent to hear.
There have been so many husbands and wives dying together. Dick and Shirley Meek from Ohio had just celebrated 70 years of marriage. Every day, without fail, their 3 p.m. date together. They died in each other's arms, holding hands. In Phoenix, Sally and Manny Montano, they met as teenagers, Manny on leave from Vietnam. They died just seconds apart.
That love that they had for each other, and that's all I knew.
Their family later finding letters, birthday cards, Valentines they'd written to each other over the years.
Family's so important. You got to keep them close. You got to love them unconditionally.
In San Antonio, Mackenzie Gongora was just 9 years old in the fourth grade.
She called me Aunt Vicky. It had like this little whimsical lilt to it. Like it was like a little fairy, like saying my name.
In Arlington, Texas, Helen Eltuck was just 20 years old, studying to be a pediatrician. And her mother told us something we've heard so often along the way here. Family members picking up the phone to call loved ones before remembering they're gone.
Today, I called her. I just called her, thinking she was there. And then when I realized that, I stopped, that she wasn't around.
Captain Eric Segura of Laredo, Texas, was just 45, a 25-year veteran of the Laredo Fire Department on the front lines in EMS in this pandemic. His fellow firefighters honoring him. In South Carolina, Ashley Bennett. She had just given birth to Eliza, meeting her baby girl just once, touching her arm.
That's the only time she ever got to see her in person, which breaks my heart, because Ashley, being a mother was Ashley's favorite thing in life.
Theodore Ted Lumpkin was a Tuskegee Airman, an intelligence officer during World War II, serving his country with hopes that it would make a difference back here at home.
We really thought that our success would be very instrumental in improvement of race relations in the country.
He was recognized with a Congressional Gold Medal. Ted Lumpkin was 100 years old. Sue Braley from Davenport, Florida. Over 20 years, they were foster parents to more than 300 children, and they would go on to adopt 7 of them.
She told me, Carrie, she said, it's not like I want to be a mom all over again. She said, but we have a home, we have love to give, so why not?
Nelson Chang owned the Carvel Ice Cream Shop in Yardville, New Jersey for 32 years. He knew everyone's name and their favorite ice cream.
I knew their car and their home address and what they had for dinner the night before.
Did anybody not write this?
There are now messages on the windows.
He's fantastic. He was like a dad to me.
Hi, everyone. I'm Mr. Seitz.
And in North Carolina, Jamie Seitz. He was a teacher and a coach for 25 years.
Jamie was just everything.
His wife, Liz.
He lit up the room. He was just such a force of happiness and compassion and true goodness. And he was so fun to be around.
He didn't act like a rock star, but people followed him like one.
Jamie coached basketball and golf, an athlete himself, number 22. And his family told us that while at the hospital fighting COVID, he gathered the strength to make one last shot.
There we go.
His school and the vigil for their beloved coach. And Jamie, in his own words.
25 years of teaching, I'm so thankful and honored of the thousands of students I've had the privilege to coach and teach. But mostly thankful for my immediate family, who I love and adore daily. Love you.
We have reported on so many families this past year, and we promise we will keep at it so that their loved ones are remembered and so that we all remember that these numbers are families forever changed in our country. In the meantime, we do move on to the other news this Monday night and that terrifying United flight out of Denver. The engine on that Boeing 777 ripping apart after takeoff, seen by passengers through the window, on fire. Huge chunks of debris raining onto neighborhoods below. Tonight, more than 100 planes have now been grounded, and what federal investigators have now discovered about that plane. And the stories from inside the plane, a mother holding her daughter's hand praying. As we also now learn about another Boeing plane with an engine coming apart in midair this weekend, too. Here's ABC's Gio Benitez tonight.
Tonight, that terrifying image in the sky, a Boeing 777's engine blown apart moments after takeoff.
Mayday, mayday, aircraft just experienced an engine failure. Need a turn immediately.
The massive pieces raining on neighborhoods below.
It almost landed on my head.
The fear in the cabin.
My daughter, we held hands and I started praying.
The United flight carrying 231 passengers from Denver to Honolulu, turning around and landing safely. But now the FAA is calling for immediate inspections. More than 100 planes grounded around the world, 52 of them at United alone. At issue, a specific engine made by Pratt & Whitney. Here you see a broken fan blade. Sources tell ABC News those fan blades have a unique hollow design that may require deeper inspections.
This is an engine that's been around for a long time. It was designed in the early 80s, and it's not currently installed on any of the 777s that are being manufactured.
Just this weekend, a very similar incident in the Netherlands with a 747 cargo plane. Engine parts falling from the sky after a mid-air explosion, the debris injuring two people on the ground. And David, tonight we're learning that debris from that engine did hit the fuselage. This could have been so much worse, David.
All right, Gio Benitez, who covers aviation for us. Gio, thank you. We're going to turn now to the disaster in Texas. Millions tonight still boiling their water. And now the new outrage over skyrocketing electric bills. One family with a bill for $17,000 for just 3 days of electricity. The automatic withdrawal right from their account, and what's being done to stop this. Marcus Moore, again tonight from Dallas.
Tonight in Texas, families are facing busted pipes, rotting drywall, and sky-high bills.
I seriously wanted to cry.
Carmen Williams says her power company automatically withdrew nearly $17,000 from her account for 3 days of electricity. Texas allows power companies to charge variable pricing, which keeps the prices low when demand is low. But prices can spike astronomically when demand goes up.
Who in their right mind can afford that?
Francis Plotner's husband, Keith, fell 16 feet through his attic trying to fix their broken pipes. He's in the ICU with broken ribs.
Just don't go up and do it yourself. Please don't go do it yourself.
But plumbers are hard to find.
I think we have 200 calls that are already booked, another 800 that we just couldn't even answer the phone.
David, the Dallas County judge told Texans not to pay those high electric bills and warned them to cancel the auto payment function if it's connected to their checking or credit card accounts. David.
Yes, and of course, what about the families who already had the money withdrawn? And we're going to stay on this with your help, Marcus. Thank you again tonight. In the meantime, the news from the Supreme Court today, it's now rejected former President Trump's last-ditch request to shield his tax records from the Manhattan District Attorney. The former president had tried to keep his taxes secret for years. So let's get right to our chief White House correspondent, Cecilia Vega. Cecilia, what have you learned tonight?
David, that Manhattan DA could see these documents in a matter of days. We're talking about 8 years worth of personal and business tax returns. I'm told potentially millions of pages. Take a look at this statement from the former president. He called this ruling a persecution, saying, quote, the Supreme Court never should have let this fishing expedition happen, but they did. David, these documents are protected by grand jury secrecy rules. The public may never see them.
All right, Cecilia Vega live tonight. Cecilia, thank you. Also from Washington tonight, Attorney General nominee Judge Merrick Garland in his first day before the Senate Judiciary Committee today. I want to bring in our congressional correspondent Rachel Scott on this. And Rachel, Garland told senators you were watching right along with us. He said, I am not the president's lawyer. I am the United States lawyer. And if confirmed, he revealed his top priority will be to investigate the Capitol riots. Let's listen. I'll get your reaction here in a moment.
I don't think that this is necessarily a one-off. We must do everything in the power of the Justice Department to prevent this kind of interference with the policies of American democratic institutions.
Rachel, he made it clear that this would be priority number one.
David, he said it would be the first thing that he'd be looking into if he was confirmed. He called that attack here on Capitol Hill heinous, saying that he would prosecute the white supremacists and others who stormed the Capitol on January 6th. He would be entering into a Justice Department that has been plagued by controversy. Today, he insisted that he wants to turn the volume down, David.
Rachel Scott following the hearing for us. Rachel, thank you. We're going to turn now to the ABC News exclusive tonight. Pierre Thomas, one-on-one with a Capitol police officer, breaking his silence now. He faced down the mob and the racial slurs he endured, then in tears asking inside the Capitol that day, is this America? Here's our Chief Justice correspondent, Pierre Thomas, tonight.
Tonight, Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn describing how he feared for his life and the safety of his colleagues as rioters stormed the Capitol.
You just see a sea of people, Trump flags, Confederate flags, and you see officers fighting with these people, pepper spray, smoke grenades, gas grenades.
When you see that level of preparedness, did that surprise you? Did it scare you?
I was absolutely scared. I'm on this platform. I'm a big guy. I'm 6'7". And we had our guns out, and I'm thinking, all these people out there, they're armed, too.
The mob forced its way inside the Capitol building. Officer Dunn confronting a group carrying a Blue Lives Matter flag.
And as one of the guys kept walking by, the other one pulled out his badge and said, trust me, I understand. We're doing this for you, buddy. And he's got a badge.
Officer Dunn said the mob hurled the N-word at him, a black officer, that weapon of a word.
What the hell just happened? I got called a couple dozen times today, protecting this building. Is this America?
David, Officer Dunn wanted to make it clear he's speaking for himself and not his department, a force that's still trying to cope with that nightmarish day. But he's so proud of the men and women who fought beside him in that fight for democracy, David.
All right, Pierre Thomas with us tonight. Pierre, thank you. And you can see much more of Pierre's exclusive interview later tonight on Nightline, on ABC News Live, and on our primetime series, Soul of a Nation. And that premieres next Tuesday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here. In the meantime, when we come back here tonight, the new report out this evening on a deadly police confrontation in Colorado. You'll remember it made national news. And the new HD images tonight from Mars.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Have you ever wondered what you'd do with an extra hour in your day? Would you go for a run, take a nap, read a book, or maybe show up for a friend? We often find ourselves wishing for more time, but the real question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The key to squeezing that special thing into your schedule is knowing what's truly important to you and making it a priority. That's where therapy comes in. It's not just about dealing with problems, it's about finding what matters to you so you can do more of it. If you've tried therapy, you know how beneficial it can be. Therapy isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. It's a tool for learning positive coping skills, setting boundaries, and empowering yourself to be the best version of you. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, why not give BetterHelp a try? It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist. And the best part? You can switch therapists at any time at no additional charge. So whether it's finding that extra hour for yourself or embarking on a journey of self-discovery, therapy can be a game changer. Take the first step with BetterHelp and make your mental health a priority. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/tonight to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/tonight.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Now the scathing independent investigation tonight after the deadly police confrontation involving Elijah McClain, an unarmed black man in Aurora, Colorado. It found police had no legal basis to stop him while walking home or for using a chokehold. Paramedics giving him ketamine. He suffered a heart attack and died 6 days later. The report calls the department's investigation clearing the officers a failure. To the index and the stunning new images from Mars tonight, NASA now releasing the first video of the Perseverance rover landing on the planet. You see the parachute deploying there. It's incredible. Perseverance kicking up dust as it touches down on Mars. And NASA actually releasing the sound of a gust of wind on Mars. It's quick, but here it is. That's the wind. The rover sending back a 360-degree panorama of the landing site. You're looking at Mars tonight. A final note tonight. President Joe Biden, First Lady Jill Biden, Vice President Harris, Second Gentleman Emhoff there, leading the country in a moment of silence. And tonight, the president has now ordered flags be flown at half-staff on federal grounds until sunset on Friday to honor those lost.